The biology of the malaria parasite. The natural ecology of malaria involves malaria parasites infecting successfully two types of hosts, humans and female Anopheles mosquitoes. In humans, the parasites grow and multiply first in the liver cells and then in the red cells of the blood. In the blood, successful broods of parasites grow inside the red cells and destroy them, releasing daughter parasites, merozoites, that continue the cycle by invading other red cells. The blood stage parasites are those that cause the symptoms of malaria. When certain forms of blood stage parasites, gametocytes, are picked up by a female Anopheles mosquito during a blood meal, they start another different cycle of growth and multiplication in the mosquito. After 10 to 18 days, the parasites are found as sporozoites in a mosquito's salivary glands. When the Anopheles mosquito takes a blood meal on another human, the sporozoites are injected with the mosquito's saliva and start another human infection when they parasitize the liver cells. Thus, the mosquito carries the disease from one human to another, acting as its vector. Differently from the human host, the mosquito vector does not suffer from the presence of the parasites. The malaria parasite's life cycle involves two hosts. During a blood meal, a malaria-infected female Anopheles mosquito inoculates sporozoites into the human host. In step 1, sporozoites infect liver cells. In step 2, these sporozoites mature into schizonts. In step 3, the schizonts rupture and release merozoites. In step 4, in Plasmodium vivax and Plasmodium ovale, a dominant stage hypnozoites can persist in the liver and cause relapses by invading the bloodstream weeks or even years later. After this initial replication in the liver, also called exoerythrocytic schizogony, these parasites undergo asexual multiplication in the erythrocytes, also called erythrocytic schizogony. Merozoites infect red blood cells. In step 5, the ring stage trophozoites mature into schizonts, which rupture, releasing merozoites. In step 6, some parasites differentiate into sexual erythrocytic stages, gametocytes. In step 7, blood stage parasites are responsible for the clinical manifestations of the disease. The gametocytes, male microgametocytes and female macrogametocytes, are ingested by an Anopheles mosquito during a blood meal. In step 8, the parasite's multiplication in the mosquito is known as the sporogonic cycle. While in the mosquito's stomach, the microgametes penetrate the macrogametes, generating zygotes. In step 9, the zygotes in turn become motile and elongated as oocinets. In step 10, these oocinets invade the midgut wall of the mosquito, where they develop into oocytes. In step 11, the oocytes grow, rupture, and release sporozoites. In step 12, they make their way to the mosquito's salivary glands and get ready for inoculation into a new human host, which then perpetuates the malaria life cycle and continue the cycle from step 1.